And welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. And as promised, we'll have lots of piano music during the midday today, all of it live from our Buck studio and from the capable hands of my guest today. He's Yang Mingtian Chao, and he actually is a student, has been a student of another pianist who has graced this studio. That was Felipe Anconi.
Yes.
And welcome to the midday.
Thank you so much for having me, Norman.
And, you know, you have selected a nice variety of pieces here. Did you have a sense of how they all fitted together, or what was your approach?
Yeah, so today, as you can see my program, most of them are piano transcriptions. And, you know, the reason I play so many piano transcriptions is because of my respect and my admiration to this golden age of piano back to the mid-19th century to the early 20th century. And, you know, it's a time, unfortunately, I was not live at.
But, you weren't around for that.
Yeah,
but we certainly
I was
have
born
a lot of,
too late.
We have a lot of examples
yeah,
of it, though.
And, but I grew up with listening to those old recordings by Alfred Cortot, Sanson Francois, Gaetan, and Georges Seurat. And I always admire their playing and always get inspired by the program they play. So the program this year I'm playing is like a kind of to present my respect to those old pianists.
Well, it's time to dust some of those transcriptions off and hear them afresh here.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're about today. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start with actually what's an organ concerto by Bach.
By Bach, yeah. So this tune originally was written by Antonio Vivaldi, another great composer from Baroque era. And later Bach arranged this piece into the organ version. And the version playing today is by a student of Franz Liszt, August Strodel. He arranged this version again into the piano. And so later you will hear he used a lot of, you know, low register of the octaves and the chords to imitate the sound of organ. And D minor, it's such dark key, and it reminds me of other Bach piece, you know, like D minor Chacon or D minor Prelude and Fugue, another great piece play on organ. And believe or not, I speculate that this piece and the many pieces I'll be playing later are probably the first time played in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm not sure, I guess, you know.
I think you might be onto something. Maybe all of Wisconsin.
Yeah, because those pieces have not been played by pianists for a long time. But they used to be very popular pieces back to the golden age of the piano.
So here we go. We're going to start with this transcription of a work by Bach, his organ concerto number 5. And Mingtian Chao is our pianist for this hour of the midday.
Thank you.
A spectacular synthesis of the 18th century and the 19th century. That was Bach's Organ Concerto No. 5 as transcribed for piano by a student of Franz Liszt by the name of Stradal, and performed this afternoon during the midday by my guest, Ming-Tian Chao.
Thank you.
What is it about the music of Bach that makes it come through all those changes, you know, different instruments, certainly different arrangement?
It's so incredible, you know, Bach, this guy, he has done everything, you know, that many composers who were born later either got inspired by him a lot or learned directly so many things from his compositional skills. And in terms of the keyboard development, you know, his contrapuntal music and many keyboard patterns he wrote inspired many composers later, like Franz Liszt, Friedrich Chopin,
sure,
Beethoven. And well, this transcription is just, as you could see just now, there are a lot of octaves added.
Yes.
And double bass that really, you know, produce this kind of sound which imitate the organ. Yes.
The Hungarian dances of Brahms, let's say, were they written originally for piano or piano four hands, and then Brahms and others orchestrated them, and now we're going back to the piano?
Right, yeah. So the version I'm playing today is arranged by Georgi Szifra, another great Hungarian pianist in the early 20th century. And yes, this piece was originally written by Brahms for piano for four hands, and later he also wrote a solo version. But the solo version today I'm playing is arranged by Szifra. He, you know, brought this piano technique into even to an incredibly high level. And this piece has both piano virtuosity and a great flavor of Hungarian tune.
Now, did you want to play these two together?
Or? So, yes, I'll be playing four of the transcription by Szifra and plus the Lavaults, you know, and maybe I'll be playing those four together.
Okay, so the Hungarian Dance number two.
Hungarian Dance number two.
And number four.
Number four, and followed by Lavaults' Taste, which is on sad waltz, a great Hungarian folk tune arranged by Franz Vesey, great Hungarian violinist. And finish at Hungarian Dance number five.
Okay, this will probably take us just past 12:30, but it's well worth the wait for that quiz question.
Okay.
Thank you. Wow, well, we could have called this hour Mad Men of the Piano, given that these wonderful old 19th century transcriptions of some favorites really, well, I think you touched every key on the piano just in that Brahms Hungarian Ace number 5.
Oh, thank you so much. It's, you know, it's like the inspiration of the dedication of a gift composer who wrote this piece, but also mixed with this great inspiration for improvisation that George Seyfried added into this piece. It's, yeah, such amazing.
Quite spectacular. And now back to my guest here in our Buck studio at our Mason and Hamlin piano. He's a doctoral candidate at Northwestern University, a student of Felipe Anconi, and he's come up to share some spectacular transcriptions with us, and his name is Yang Tian Chao. And now, a very familiar tune, as if the Brahms weren't familiar enough, but this one, you've run into a transcription a time or two of this.
Yeah, so the next one, which is Blue Danube, a tune that everybody knows, arranged by Schultz Ever. And I know, Norman, you probably have another show which talk about the cruise with you in Blue Danube.
That's true, yes.
Yeah, so this is a piece, and the reason I choose this piece is because I have been to, Budapest, Hungary, Austria, Czech Republic, many, many times, more than 4 or 5 times. And I was so inspired by the culture there. And Blue Danube is such a wonderful river, and you never get tired of just, appreciating this beautiful river. So, yeah.
It's a great tune, too, of which Brahms wrote in that autograph book famously, unfortunately not by Johannes Brahms.
Not by Johannes Brahms, yes.
No, Johann Strauss, the younger, gets the credit for this one.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, there's a showstopper for you. Wow. A little bit of everything in there, even some chime effects that sounded like toward the end before the grand finale of that transcription of the Blue Danube by Johann Strauss. And the pianist, Ming-Tian Chao, who has come up from Evanston?
Yes, Evanston, yes.
To play today and share his artistry. And we have time for, a return to Bach now?
Maybe back to Bach, where we started. And this time it's going to be an original piece by Bach. But it's not a pure original piece, because the tune, again, Bach wrote into this piece, was actually originally from, again, Marcello, another great composer from Baroque time. And Bach used this tune into his harpsichord concerto in the slow movement, and which is a solo piece.
And so that would be an adagio?
Adagio in D minor. Again, D minor.
By Bach and Marcello.
Marcello, yes. Yeah.
D minor, but the lyrical Bach there, yes, almost, yeah. I can see that getting stolen for a film score somewhere along the line.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yes.
Lovely stuff. Yeah. And again, thanks to my guest today, Yang Ming-Yan Chao, for joining us and sharing his artistry. And do you have any performances coming up?
Yes, actually a lot. So next week at this time, I will be in China to give a recital.
Oh, I'm sorry, we'll probably have to miss that one.
Right. And then I'll be going to Budapest, Hungary to teach some master class, and Singapore too. So it's been quite busy.
Yes, I would say so. Yes, just with the frequent flyer miles alone. And in the meantime, you'll have you do have a website with some of your performances on it, don't you?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Okay, so look for that too. And for these performances from our book studio today on our website, probably by early next week. So always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you so much for having me here today. Thank you so much, Norman.